But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went on the roof and lowered him in a stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
One of the teachings that Pope Francis gave when he first took office, when he first became our Pope, I don't know if you remember it. He used to say always, he always said, don't be afraid to be surprised by Jesus. Don't be afraid to be surprised by our Lord. Because God doesn't always do things that you and I expect. He doesn't do things in the way that you and I expect to see him acting. Who among us, even of the wisest, would expect that God would come down and take flesh? God who is pure spirit, God who is perfect, take on lowly flesh. Wouldn't it be more fitting for God if he were to become incarnate in some sort of way and he wed himself to creation, at least to take on an angelic body? At least to take on a pure spirit, lacking corruption? But he did. Not only that, but how he suffered and died and allowed himself to be abused by men. That's not something we would expect God to do. But he did it. So we can't be afraid to be surprised by Jesus. What the readings which we have here and all throughout Advent, they remind us that we shouldn't be afraid to be surprised. Because what does the first reading talk to us about? It talks to us about how the desert is going to be parched. That in the middle of the desert, you're going to find pools. That in the middle of that place, there aren't going to be any lions that could possibly be there. There isn't going to be even a possibility when the Lord comes for a fool who is on the path of holiness to go astray. He says all these things that we say, how is that possible, God? How does it even work? But yet that's the way God works. He works in a surprising way, not according to your mind, not according to my thinking, but he works according to his own reasoning, which is the reasoning of love and of mercy, of going far beyond what you or I could ask or imagine. And so today, as we begin this journey again, just a few more days until Christmas comes, you know, you and I only have together one more Mass here in this assisted living facility before Christmas. 2 weeks from now, it will be Christmas Day. Our Lord asks us this. Our Lord says, examine the way that it is that you think that God has to come to you and see how God really wants to come to you in a surprising way. Our Lord was surprised when this young man was lowered down on that by his friends through the roof. And because of that, he gave him a surprising healing. Our Lord wants to do the same thing for us, to come to us in a way maybe we've not allowed him to come into our lives before. Maybe through a person we think that, how could this person ever have anything good come from them? During this Advent season, open your eyes. Be willing to see Jesus in a place where you don't expect to find him, because that's exactly where he is, 100% of the time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.